Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Ek gesels met Kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, we're talking about drinking and driving. We're getting close to our end of the year again.
Ja,
end sure. Year functions and what?
You're right. It's actually snuck
Can
up
you believe
on us,
it? Yeah.
Almost 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, what can we say about drinking and driving that we haven't already said
or yes.
that hasn't been published in the media, and we see so many horrific accidents
yes.
where there's deaths, where it's clear that alcohol has been a contributing factor.
Yeah.
So many families lose loved ones as a result of this. I've discussed in the past often where when we attend accidents, we will often see that the suspect, the guilty party who is under the influence, usually walks away from these accidents, and the innocent parties are the ones that suffer the consequences thereof. So, you know, not only is it a dangerous thing in terms of driving a motor vehicle under the influence of alcohol, it's also an extremely selfish thing.
Yes.
Because you are placing other road users and other people of the community's lives at risk.
And another thing, speeding. I mean, we saw another accident the other day, a child that was a 22-year-old or 20-year-old guy
yes.
that drove into a tree. He's dead.
Yeah, and it happens very quickly, unfortunately.
Yeah, leave earlier, don't.
Yes, I mean, I also witnessed a collision the other day as well, myself and a colleague, where due to negligence, and speed did have a role to play with it as well. And luckily, both parties walked away scot-free.
Yeah.
Okay. With limited injuries, I can't say scot-free. The one vehicle was completely written off. The other vehicle is also extensively damaged. But it was just by the grace of God that the person survived the collision. And once again, it was out of negligence.
Yes.
And people being in a hurry.
Yeah.
And I must say, it was a bit of an eye-opener for myself as well. I know we all get impatient, and we all do impulsive things when we're driving. We might be stuck behind, just as an example, a learner driver. And, you know, I mean, shame that we've all been there. We've all wanted to learn how to drive a vehicle, and we're all very nervous when we're on the road, and we've got these very aggressive drivers around us.
They are true.
But the problem is this is that you will aggressively pull out from behind that person in an impulsive move, and there could be someone coming around a blind corner. You could scare the driver of the learner vehicle, and they make a mistake and cause another accident, and you carry on driving. You don't even know about it.
Yes, true.
So impulsiveness and aggressive driving, I want to say, doesn't have a place on our roads. I would prefer it not to have a place on our roads in South Africa. Unfortunately, it's a reality.
Yes.
But we need to try and just remember that there's other people on the roads as well.
True. Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, ma'am.
Be safe.
Thanks, Pietra. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Lekker FM.